Attorney General Greg Abbott chose San Antonio as the site for his election watch party. His communications coordinator, Avdiel Abe Huerta, said that Abbott's wife Cecilia was raised in San Antonio.
Mr. Abbott, General Abbott, and his wife got married here in San Antonio, so it's a very special city for the Abbott family.
Abbott's supporter, Laura Salfi, attended the event and said that she likes Abbott because conservative values are very important to her.
I would have to say that he's probably the candidate that most represents my conservative values, maintaining the integrity of the Constitution and representing Texas in that manner.
Republican supporters Ed and Bonnie Lane traveled 6 hours from Wichita Falls to attend the party. Lane said he supports Abbott because he supports religious rights and the Second Amendment.
He just seemed like a genuinely nice guy, you know, none of this political phoniness, you know, try to get votes or anything. Not trying to say what he thought somebody wanted to hear.
Former Texas Secretary of State Hope Andrade welcomed everyone to the primary election party and made the announcement of the election results.
So, ladies and gentlemen, I am here to proudly announce what we've all been waiting for. I am proud to announce to you that on this memorable evening in San Antonio, Texas, Greg Abbott has secured the nomination to be the next governor! And let me add something else. To be the next governor of the great state of Texas. Amen. The best state in the nation.
Abbott was then introduced by his 17-year-old daughter and gave a short speech to his supporters. He thanked the Republican Party for a successful nomination and said that his partner throughout the campaign has been his wife, Cecilia Abbott.
We were married right here in San Antonio, Texas in 1981 at Our Lady of the Lake. And now, later this year, when I raise my right hand and take the oath of office, my wife will make history in the state of Texas by being the first Latina First Lady.
Looking toward the general election in November, Huerta said that Abbott will continue to reach out to voters.
It's a very large state, but that does not stop Greg Abbott to continue to campaign and relay his message of faith, family, and free enterprise, and also talk about the issues that Texans really care about, which is jobs, infrastructure, water, education. Those are the issues that Greg Abbott will continue to talk about as the general election comes in November.
Abbott said that one of his focuses will be on Texas education if elected governor.
Texas is ranked number one in so many ways. We're number one for creating jobs. We're number one in energy. We're number one in exports. I think it is time for Texas to set its sights on a new number one ranking in this nation. My goal is to elevate education to be ranked number one in the United States of America.
Abbott said now that primaries are over, it's time to focus on improving the already great state of Texas. He is running against the Democratic candidate Wendy Davis. For KTSW News, I'm Tara Pulmar.